get that running game going. Just talk about making this a continuation, making it better this week.
Oh, yeah, you hope to improve every week. We're going against a good team, though. They got good D linemen, some good linebackers, good safeties in the run game. So every yard we get this week is going to be really earned. It's going to be a tough challenge.
Is this one of the more physical teams in the NFL right now?
I don't know. Haven't played them yet. They look pretty physical out there, though, and they got some big guys, some physical guys, and then they got some guys that can really move and get after it. So it's going to be a tough challenge.
I always hear about getting ready for a team you haven't faced in a while. Is it indeed a little bit more difficult? What kind of extra work is needed, if any?
Well, there's teams we play twice a year every year, so we know them very well and their players. And I think what 2008 we played them, so it's been quite a while. We haven't played against those players, so you could study the scheme on film, but it's hard to study how you play against that guy, so we have to do our homework.
Logan, from an offensive lineman's perspective, you guys did some more running and have more success. Is that just more fun to run the ball?
I think so, but anytime you win, it's fun. So we're willing to do whatever it takes to win, and it makes life a lot easier when you win.
They've won eight out of their last 10, including 4 in overtime. What does that say about them and the heart they have? And
oh, yeah. You're exactly right. Heart right there. They're always in the game. They're going to play the entire game. They're not going to give up, and they keep fighting to the end. And that says a lot about them, that they play for 60 minutes.
Logan, Coach was talking about their speed on defense. How does that affect you?
Well, they have big guys that move very well. They have a very athletic front that they get pass rush. They play good against the run. They do pretty much all of it, so they're a complete defense.
How do you slow down their speed? Is it just execution?
Yeah, it's us doing what we're supposed to do. Mixing up the play calls, guys blocking the right guys, using proper technique. It all goes hand in hand.
I promise not to ask you this every week, but how do you feel after one regular season game physically?
Well, surviving. I've been through this a lot, so I know what it takes to get your body ready to play the season, and we're still working on it. I'll just week by week.
Obviously, you're a veteran. Any extra feeling when you get to play the home opener for the fans?
I think so. It's always exciting. The fans are always pumped up for the first game. They're always pretty quiet for the preseason, which I don't blame them, but I'm sure they'll be excited for this game, just as excited as we are.
Logan, the rookies really shined last week, especially defensively. But they're rookies at the same time. Do the veterans have a way of reminding them, don't get too big, keep a level head here? Does Coach do that? Does he take care of it?
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that too much with Bill as our head coach. He kind of keeps them in check, but they did a great job last week, and we looked hopefully continued success from those guys. We really need them to keep playing well, and I'm sure they will.
Can you remember back to your rookie year, maybe when you had a really good game and you felt pretty good about yourself, and then Coach said something?
Oh, yeah. I had a few good games early, and then there was a couple of games where I had some mistakes out there, and they made the low light film. So that's always the film you try to stay off of.
That's Bill's way of humbling the guys.
Oh, yeah, whether you're a veteran or a rookie.
Is that shown during the full team meeting?
It's not every day. It's now and then.
Okay. I don't know, docket such a challenge.
I think it's his effort. Well, he's athletic. No doubt everyone in the NFL is, but he's a very high effort guy. He's always playing very hard, trying to get up the field, always hustling to the ball. So that's, I think, his biggest attribute.
Is he especially athletic compared to a lot of defensive guys? More space eater kind of guy?
Yeah, for the position he plays, he's a little lighter than a lot of those guys, so that makes him a little bit quicker, and he could do more athletic things.
They bring a lot of pressure, too, as a team. Going back to last year and last week, they did it, too. They had a rookie quarterback they were facing. But is that something that you guys, is the preparation any different because of the amount of blitzes that they run to, like, over half the time?
Yeah, they do blitz a lot, and you just have to be prepared for it. I think the play caller is always aware of it, and as linemen, we're always aware that there's always a good chance of pressure when you play a team like this. You got to be ready for it.
You have a few inexperienced or relatively inexperienced guys alongside you. When you play a team that blitzes a lot, is there a lot more talking at the line between you guys?
Somewhat, but if we've done enough studying and can see our keys, we shouldn't have to talk a whole lot, but there's going to be times in the game where they might confuse us with the amount of things they do, and we'll just have to get to the sideline and learn from that play.